yesterday evening, I had a telephone call. I can't have Skype conferences here very well because signal is very weak, but we had our Rath Yatra dinner, which is sort of our sponsor's dinner, which helps with sponsoring the Rath Yatra festival and the cost of the cart. Tetiksha Prabhu was also there. I didn't see, but I just heard. And it took place in the temple room. We have a nice setup now, not here at the farm, but in Budapest, where we arranged the temple room and we actually put up the stage in front of Gorni Thai's curtain. And it seems like about 100 people can fit like that. And so the funds for the dinner go for sponsoring the festival, the cart, a lot of other things going on. And it's a scorcher today and will be the same way Saturday as well as Sunday as well. And one of the points that I touched on, which I've been sort of thinking about since, is how this Rath Yatra festival is such an inconceivable act of kindness on Krishna's part. It's a very confidential pastime. And yet Lord Jagannath is making it available to anyone and everyone. Krishna's own experience of ecstatic love for the residents of Vrindavan and the ecstasy that he feels coming back. He's manifesting this wonderful, extraordinary form on the streets of the world, not just in Puri, but by Srila Prabhupada's grace all over the world. And Prabhupada placed so much emphasis on this Rath Yatra. It was one of his favorite festivals, and he really wanted people to be able to benefit from it. And when you think about it, I mean, certainly it's an act of kindness, Lord Jagannath coming out on the street, but what are the circumstances? What are the odds? Who's the audience? Since time immemorial, since ever, Krishna's constantly come under criticism. He's criticized by Buddhists as not existing, Mayavadis that he's not a person, atheists just deny, like Buddhists, the existence of God. He doesn't exist. And if in certain religions they accept that there is a God, it's very rare that they have any kind of personal conception of him at all. In other words, he's impersonal, as Prabhupada would say. He has no legs, he has no hands, and then those people who even accept them, or even hypothetically accept, they say, well, how could God exist and allow so many bad things to take place in the world? And then they say that he's cruel and he's heartless, inconsiderate. And then even amongst the believers, even amongst the Vaishnavas, so many come and make promises to Krishna, take vows before him. They don't keep their vows, they don't keep their promises. And yet, Krishna keeps coming. He doesn't really forsake us. It's a nice English word. He doesn't leave us here in this material world to, as Prabhupada would sometimes say, rot. Despite the fact that he's constantly met with criticism, blasphemy, offenses, disappointment, even he meets with disappointment at the hands of devotees. You see that the very senior devotees sometimes give up the practice of devoted Krishna consciousness, or don't give up the practice of properly representing Krishna. But still, Krishna comes, sambhavani juge juge, age after age. Krishna comes personally. He comes in different incarnations. He sends his representatives. And he comes in the form of the murti. He comes in his deity form. Even though Krishna knows that there's a good chance that in his deity form he's going to be neglected in the temple. Devotees make a big thing of installing the deities. Everyone's very enthusiastic. But then just see throughout India how, for the most part, except with the exception of some temples like Radharaman and Bankabihari and Vrindavan and Tirupati Balaji, for the most part, the majority of the deities are neglected, or they're used as, tourist attractions, or for means by which pujaris can maintain their livelihood. Still Krishna comes, still he appears, and still he's coming out as Rath Yatra. What do the people on the street think? Everyone thinks that it's very colorful, and when they see Jagannath, some people will be very favorable. Some people will just call it an idol or a statue. They will say it's the Krishna's god. They'll like the dancing, they like the singing, they like the festive atmosphere. Anyway, whatever people think, Krishna comes, Jagannath still comes. He's still there on the Rath. He's still giving his darshan. He's still liberating people who touch the rope, who see him, freeing them from their past sinful activities. And there's only one explanation. Why would anyone do such a thing? Constantly come to a place where, for the most part, he meets with abuse, betrayal of trust, criticism. It's only out of love. It's only because Krishna loves us that he's willing to repeatedly come over and over again into the material world, that he manifests this Rath Yatra festival. Otherwise, he could just as easily say, all right, Krishna Bahimukkahona Bhogya Vanchakari, all right, you turned away from me, so stay there. But Krishna doesn't just leave us here in the material world forever, but rather he keeps repeatedly in so many ways coming here just to deliver us. So that's real love, that someone tries over and over again to give us the best thing, the most valuable thing. And so Rath Yatra Festival, it's happening the day after tomorrow, by the way, I'm sorry I didn't mention that. It's on Sunday in Budapest. And it's a display of Krishna's act of love. Whatever his foolish children may say, aham bija pada pita, Krishna swallows everything, swallows his pride, swallows inconvenience, swallows neglect, all of these things, because ultimately it's only he who can save conditioned living entities. And because it's the request of his devotees. Actually, today I was listening to a lecture, Mayapur lecture, which was Srila Prabhupada, 1976, March 7th. And that was just before we came for the Mayapur festival. And Prabhupada was saying how it's Prahlad Maharaj and Shingadev after Hiranyakashipu was killed. And Srila Prabhupada is saying that Krishna is obliged to keep the word of his devotee. Kunteya patjanihi nami bhakta panashasi. That, and Krishna, Prabhupada says that even when the devotee makes a mistake. Like Brahma, he said it was a mistake for Brahma to give Hiranyakashipu that benediction. Still, Krishna kept Brahma's word that Hiranyakashipu wouldn't die either in the day or at night or by an animal or by a human. And then Prabhupada makes this very, very far-out statement, very wonderful statement. He says that, and if a devotee promises to take you back to Godhead, then even if Krishna doesn't want to do so, still he has to, because the devotees made that promise. So just like Srila Prabhupada has asked Jagannath, although there's never been Jagannath Rath Yatra is going on in Puri, but it's not going on all over the world, but because Srila Prabhupada asked for Jagannath to come out onto the streets of the capitals of the world or other cities of the world, therefore Lord Jagannath is doing that. And that's Srila Prabhupada's love for conditioned souls. But anyway, just concluding, sometimes people will say, is it really true that if you chant 16 rounds and follow the regulative principles, you go back to Godhead? So this was such a wonderful statement by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada made that promise. So in that lecture, you can listen to it, Prabhupada says, if the devotee says, wants that you go back to Godhead and wants to take you back to Godhead, then Krishna has to accept it. Hare Krishna.